This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
How should the academic world respond when a research study published in a peer-reviewed journal comes to a conclusion that you wouldn't expect? In the past, some might challenge the methodology or even consider doing a second study to see if the conclusions could be replicated. The latest tactic is to bring pressure on the researchers and their universities so they will disavow their own study. That is what happened to professors at Michigan State University and the University of Maryland who studied police shootings. They analyzed 917 fatal police shootings of civilians to test whether the race of the officer or the civilian predicted fatal police shootings. Neither did. Their study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that once race-specific rates of violent crime were taken into account, they found no disparities based on race. Heather McDonald cited the study in her congressional testimony and also referred to this article in some of her writings. Even though this was challenged by other professors, the two professors in their original study concluded that even under the proposed study design, there was no significant evidence of anti-black disparity in the likelihood of being fatally shot by police. Given the current climate, you can imagine the amount of pressure they have been under. Earlier this month, the authors decided to retract their paper under the excuse that its conclusions had been misused. They specifically mentioned op-eds by Heather McDonald. This retraction illustrates what's wrong with the academic world. No longer is the focus on finding the truth. Political consensus is already driving much of the research done in this country. Researchers will likely suppress any results that challenge the latest liberal progressive narrative. Truth will be set aside. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.